I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
I've just got a bowl of Quality Streets. Actually, they're not Quality Streets. They're Schmality Schmeets.
Oh, are they a Lidl or Aldi substitute, whatever?
They're Marks and Spencers.
Oh, I wanted you to hold up the wrapper and I would guess which. Oh. In fact, I wouldn't even have to guess. I'd know what the Quality Street is. Purple with a little hazelnut and caramel. No.
But they're, it's orange. It's quite clearly orange.
Oh, is it an orange cream?
No, it's got like a Jaffa cake bit in it.
Yeah, you see, we're not familiar with these. The problem is that's the blue one. That would probably be in a quality. I'm thinking roses now. Quality Street is blue, is coconut, isn't it?
I know, but they're getting rid of the coconut.
Idiots. I love the coconut. Idiots all. I love coconut.
I don't know what this is, but it's bloody delicious.
Well, shall I do the talking and introduce the podcast? Because you've got your mouth full, haven't you? We had the joy of joys. I think we had the best guest ever today on this podcast. We had our very own, the woman that does the magic, but she creates this podcast for us. She takes out everything libelous, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She takes out everything boring.
She's like Dumbledore of the podcast world, isn't she?
She makes it sound amazing. So, Amanda Redmond, isn't it? I think we'll just get on with it, Lou, because you can't talk with chocolates in your mouth. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
No, you can't. We've got an amazing guest today.
Oh, Sally, amazing. It's, do you know what? It's one of those guests where you just think, oh, I can't believe we've got them. And also, oh my God, why haven't we had them sooner?
Yeah, and... also, like, do you not think they are so tired of our voices?
Probably.
Yeah.
But do you know what? They're not tired of drinking.
No.
Because they like booze.
Yeah.
And they although they do have to drink probably when they edit this podcast because nothing makes any sense.
Big clue. Big clue. Please welcome Amanda Redmond, the producer.
Ooh, not the actress from New Tricks.
Not the actress from New Tricks. Yeah. But one day, if we can get her on, then I'll retire, basically.
Yeah. Will you? Right.
Yeah, it'll be just too meta.
Oh, God, you're so... Yeah. Look at you with your big words before you've even started drinking, Amanda.
Actually, no, I haven't started drinking. No, I haven't started drinking. This says, I was waiting for you to.
All right. Well, Sally, what have you brought to the Christmas party?
Well, we brought different drinks, haven't we? We brought different drinks. I haven't started different drinks. I've brought a tequila with soda and fresh lime juice. It has to be fresh lime juice. And this is our mutual friend Bianca got me into this. And I really like it as a drink. But you have to say before you order it at a bar, have you got fresh lime? Because otherwise it's not good.
You don't want lime cordial with it, do you?
No.
Sally, I went to our drinks cabinet of joy.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we have everything in there, don't we? There was a really nice tequila that our mutual friend Bianca had. Mm-hmm. But our mutual friend Bianca had a night off and me and our mutual friend Bianca drank all of the tequila that was in the cabinet of joy.
None left.
No, so I'm drinking an old fashioned, but without the old fashioned bit. So it's just a whiskey with ice. What's the old fashioned bit?
Okay, okay.
The orange. So it's, but I've got Angostura bitters in it.
So you've got whiskey, Angostura's bitter, and that's it.
And ice.
And ice. Yeah. All right. Oh, well, we'll see how that goes. And Amanda, what have you brought to the Christmas party?
Well, I brought something that I discovered on Friday, the Friday just gone. I had to go out in the evening, but really late. I had to meet people at 10 p.m.
To
go to a place that was opening at 10:30 p.m.
Wow. Now, is it a drug den?
Now, it would have probably made the night go a little bit better if it was. I definitely don't have the patience for these kinds of places anymore. So anyway, but I didn't really feel like going out anyway because it was pretty cold. So to get me in the mood, I was going to make a cup of tea. And then I thought, no, what am I doing? So I'll make a really strong coffee and I'll put a big shot of vodka in it now. Ooh. And that's what I'm going to do now. But I have oat milk. I wasn't sure how the oat milk was going to work out with the other with the vodka thrown in, but it works really well. So I've got my cup of tea here.
Oh, proper coffee as well. Yeah.
Oh, it's like she's like sort of thought done a research it. On yeah. this podcast, whereas we've just gone, what the fuck's in the cupboard? Quick, drink it.
Well, I mean, to be fair, this is all I kind of had in the cupboard. Now I'm pouring.
Amanda needs to come to ours to drink our drinks. Mm. Anyway, pour. Yes, I do.
Now, this is vodka that I got from Aldi.
Oh, I've got some. Oh. Is it Tomova?
Stefanov.
Oh, maybe this one's Lidl.
Mm. Yours might be Lidl, but I got this to make penne al vodka pasta.
Oh my God, you're so ago. London. You're
I've just so realised what an arsehole I am, but I'm going to pop.
Oat milk and penne al whatever.
So I'm just going to pop a generous dollop of vodka in there. So cheers. And I just, but the reason I want to drink is it really worked the other night. It really kind of got me out of the house.
A little bit pissed. Because you've, a little bit pissed, but like a little bit kind of fizzy maybe. Ooh. And then the coffee keeps you awake.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going out to meet our mutual friend, Gráinne Maguire.
Right.
Lovely.
She's been after on the podcast.
She has been on the podcast. And so I'm going out to meet her after this, although I've got a bit of work to do in between, so that'll be very interesting. But
does the coffee not give you the shits?
Mm. Now, I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that.
Well, of course I'm going to ask you that, Amanda.
But there's also... It's good to get certain things out the way before you leave the house, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. So have an emergency poo.
Lou's face when she asked you, and then Amanda said, I was hoping you weren't going to ask that. And Lou, you just looked so, I mean, this is audio, so people won't see your face, but she looked so serious as she was waiting for the answer.
Listen, we have to cut to the chase, Amanda. You're drinking coffee. It's got vodka in it. You're having this before you leave the house. It's a risk. You need to shit that bad boy out before you continue your evening. Because otherwise you don't want to get caught short, do you?
That's a very good point, actually. It's all about the timing, isn't it? And I think I was leaving the place on Friday about 9:30. Mm. And so I think I drank it sort of between 7.5 pounds.
Now this is like a police interview. I feel like I'm from AC12. So you left at 21:31 hours. Consumed the Tomova Spibidiver and then evacuated at approximately 9:38 p.m. Yeah?
That's incorrect.
That is not
the timeline that I specified.
Do you know, Amanda, if I was you, I would just go, no comment.
You'd think I'd know that by now, wouldn't you?
I really would with Lou. I mean, because... She's going to have forgotten about this. She's not going to take it any further.
Do you know what? The reason I say AC12 is because I've just been in Northern Ireland and one of the drivers that we had he's the driver for the actors from Line of Duty.
Oh, I bet you love that.
Ooh.
And I love Line of Duty. Yeah. Now we're sucking diesel. See, I can do it.
And did the driver have any stories about any of the cars?
No, he was really, really boring.
Professional.
Hate that.
That's annoying. And did you prod and poke a bit and try and get stuff out?
Well, do you know what it was? I didn't want to engage in too much of a conversation because I thought we'll all be leaving soon. So it's all very well having a chat with the driver while they're waiting for everybody to get in the car. But I didn't want to have to carry on the conversation because there's a limit to my politeness. Yeah. I'm making polite conversation with you because we're both sitting here waiting for people to arrive.
Sure.
But let's get this over and done with. I don't want to engage too much. I need to show some form of interest because we're sitting here for what feels like a very long extended period of time, which probably was only 4 minutes.
A little bit like that sentence.
Sorry.
Really went on, didn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been on a boat today. I've fallen asleep in a cabin.
How are you feeling now? Were you feeling sick?
Oh, great. Yeah.
We've been through this, but I think you should tell Amanda what you think. We did this, just did this on the Patreon. But I think as a treat to the people that aren't on Patreon, I think Lou should let everyone know what she thinks the nausea was caused by.
Okay, right. So sometimes I like to buy myself a Christmas present, okay? My Christmas present...
At Christmas, though, just not... You said sometimes, but do you mean at Christmas or do you just
Not necessarily, Amanda. Okay. Sometimes it depends on your religious leanings, doesn't it? It could be celebration all year round. Yeah, okay, go with that. But what it was, Sally and I had our photos taken quite recently and I look disgusting.
She doesn't. Can I just say she doesn't? She looks fantastic.
I bet she doesn't.
Yeah, she looks amazing. She yeah.
No, I look like Mike Tyson has punched me in the face.
She looks beautiful.
I look like my face has gone concave. So what is that? Not convex or anyway, the one where it's gone in. So I look like I've been punched.
Not agreeing, but I'm going to let you tell the story because it's funny.
So after that, I felt a bit paranoid about my body and my face and my situation. So I bought some slimming socks.
Sorry. I'm laughing the second time round.
They're socks that make you lose weight. They've got
what?
Yes.
Yes, Amanda. Exactly what?
I've seen the adverts on the Instagram, on the internet.
Of course you have. But you've bought dresses off Instagram that I haven't been, they've looked.
I know, Sam, but I was really hooked in on this
one. Can you give me some idea of how, I mean, so they don't just make your feet look slim. They're supposed to like, is it like Spanx? So you put on your feet and it sucks all the fat down into your feet?
Okay. So on the bottom of the socks, they've got like little pad things, right? Sure. And apparently the socks have got like something called tourmaline in. I don't know what that is, but judging by the way I feel, I think it could be poison. But I think it hits the reflexology points of your feet and it travels up your body, unclogs all your fat and you lose weight.
I mean, it made her feel sick, so she didn't eat. I mean, it worked in that way, didn't it?
Yeah. And now I'm not wearing my slimming socks. I've got a whole bowl of chocolates in front of me, Amanda. See?
Right.
But if I was wearing them, that wouldn't even be here.
How much did they cost first, these good slimming questions. Socks? Tell us.
I don't remember.
You do, though. You do, don't you?
The old-fashioned isn't going to help.
Yeah. I think they were about £10 or something like that.
And the rest.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can't really remember.
How many pairs did you buy, Lou?
Two. But then I thought, well, that was silly because I need a pair for every day, don't I?
So what's tourmaline?
Stop asking me questions.
I'm going to Google it.
Perhaps when you wash, if tourmaline's something that's in, impregnated in the sock, when you wash it, wash the sock, does the tourmaline come out? So is it like you can only wear them once? Because I'm going to admit to you now that there was this craze like years ago of buying stuff that you stuck on the pad of your foot. To go to like a sanitary towel that you sleep in and it's supposed to dry all the toxins. Whether they work or not, I don't know. It's a bit like a tea bag, isn't it? You stick on your foot. So I'm imagining that, but in sock form.
Yeah. Well, I've also done that. You wake up and the bottom of the sticky pad, it's like you peel it off and it's all brown and black from all the toxins, apparently.
But it's probably not the toxins. It's probably just the tea that's inside and the sweat from your foot has just made it brown. Do you know what I mean? It's just made a cup of tea on the pads of your, on the soles of your feet. And, you know, and I spent a fortune on those.
So what you're saying is that my Christmas present to myself, I've yet again been foiled by the internet, and I've bought something. I bought something that's been made up with tourmaline.
I'm going to tell you what tourmaline is: a crystalline silicate mineral group in which boron is compounded with elements such as aluminium, iron, magnesium, sodium, lithium, or potassium. Tourmaline is a gemstone and can be found in a wide variety of colors. The term is derived from the Sinhalese tourmaline, which refers to the carnelian gemstones. It doesn't say anything about slimming. I'll read on.
Maybe it's not tourmaline then.
Oh, after all that, you've got that wrong. I mean, it might be. It was used by chemists. It says here, used by chemists in the 19th century to polarise light by shining rays into a cut and polish.
Oh, that'll be it then.
Yeah.
How it works.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Sounds legit, yeah.
I also bought 2 years ago in the pandemic some slimming pants.
Yeah.
That had a magical thing in them that ate away your cellulite in your bottom while you wore them.
Did they work?
I couldn't get them on because they were too tight. So I've still got them upstairs. They probably fit you, Sally. I beat it.
Well, I'll try them on. I mean, I think
just something that's eating away at your ass doesn't sound healthy, does it?
Yeah, no, I'll be honest with you, Lou. I mean, I think diet and exercise. I mean,
No.
It's exercise. I think you're perfect, may I just add. I think you look great.
I don't think you need slimming socks, pants, or hats or anything. So I think, you know.
Hats. Funny if she got the next thing.
Just before she buys one of those, let's just.
I've got the smallest head in the world, Sally. If I got a slimming hat, I'd look like that man of Beetlejuice that has his head shrunk.
That's so funny.
You'd have to blow me up like a balloon.
I'm trying the coffee and vodka.
Oh, are you? Oh yeah, you've got it too, haven't you? Have you got instant coffee, Sally, or have you got?
No, I used my machine.
Oh, have you got one of those machines? I can't work those. I don't like those. Can't work them.
Although I don't think I ever make it strong enough. That's nice with the vodka. Oh, I've got to wait till the end, haven't I? Oh, I think I'd do that again. That's worrying because that's almost a.
I was thinking. Isn't it on a bit of a slippery path just popping in vodka in something that comes in a mug?
Yeah, everyday drink. Here I am.
Yeah.
Isn't it just like a long version of an espresso martini, though?
I think it's got less in it because espresso martini's got Kahlua in it, isn't it? God, loads of stuff. Actually, which brings me on to something that I was going to admit to the listener, if that's all right.
Yes. Something this that is you like a confessional. Guys... Yeah.
Already, although I've just given a massive clue as to what
Amanda will be editing out her own stories from this. I think that me and Sally should edit this episode. Just keep Amanda's bits in. Amanda, what confession number one? Because I suspect as we progress, there'll be a few. What number one confession would you like to admit to the group, please?
Well, the magic of podcasting doesn't happen overnight. I mean, we had to record quite a few episodes before the show went out, didn't we? So, and we had a segment which got a bit too dark, as you remember. So we had to just stop it because we couldn't use most of the stories that were sent in after a while.
Right. Yeah.
Of listeners' stories when they're drunk. And so some of them, not all of them, but some of them at the start of the show, some of them were mine, if you remember.
Yeah.
So, and I just thought it was really funny because, and I'm not saying which one, which story it was or which guest, but their face when you were reading it out, because to me, obviously, it's quite funny. And also, it just happened, it's from years and years and years ago as well. But their face just looked absolutely horrified when you were reading that out. And it just, and I'm expecting gales of laughter. I'm expecting them to go, oh, God, isn't that hilarious? And they would just looked just stricken. Their face looked stricken. And so I'm just sat there watching that thinking, oh, dear.
That's quite worrying for you, isn't it? I don't mean worry, but what I mean is, just kind of, you think, oh, they're going to love this. This is going to be hilarious. Oh, no, apparently I'm a terrible person.
What was the gist of the story, Amanda?
How am I supposed to do that without telling you the story? That's so funny.
Well, is it... So as we know Amanda, we've grown to know Amanda over the years.
Amanda's leaning back in her chair at the moment, petrified yeah. about what Lou's about to say.
I am.
Could it be one of your drunken stories? Is this the one that's to do with maybe a journey home somewhere?
No, I know which one you're thinking of, though.
Oh, it's not.
This story, that story was another story that we used, but this story hasn't been used, but it was the inspiration for the whole segment.
Yeah.
Because, and it does involve one of our past guests.
Listen,
in real life.
Amanda, you expect me to remember what happens in every single episode.
I remember.
At the end of this, I won't even remember that we've spoken. So
the less you remember, the better. For me. But it involves one of our past guests who I'm lucky enough to socialise with IRL. I think it was when you could have a Scotch egg or something. I can't remember. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, £3 for a bit of lunch.
I think six of you were allowed to have a Scotch egg somewhere. And
it's about the most ridiculous thing. You can really come in, but you need to have a Scotch egg.
I think, or it might have been eat out to help out, or it might have been where you can just, I think it was just when you could sit in a garden and there was only allowed to be a set number of you.
Yeah.
And I think I got very overexcited. And actually, I decided to try something new with my drinking because I'd kind of exhausted quite a few of my usual go-tos during lockdown, certain things I just couldn't face anymore. So I thought, and I felt like I was putting on a lot of weight. So I thought, I know, I will lose weight and I'll drink at the same time. This is going to go fucking brilliantly. So I just thought I'll buy a bottle of vodka. And it might have been Stefanov, who knows? I can't remember. And a bottle of fizzy water. And I'll just have those. Yes.
Oh no.
Slimming. Yes. Very slimming then.
I was absolutely fine one moment, and then the next moment I'd fallen off my chair. Do you know, I never do stuff like that. I'm not the one who people have to kind of tend to.
Oh,
I'm very self-sufficient. I'm very
You'll get yourself home. You'll drink enough, but you'll be able to get home.
Yeah, people don't generally, I'm not the one that heralds the end of the night.
Yeah.
So I just remember this person who shall remain nameless holding me up. Afterwards, he did say it was like Weekend at Bernie's because it was just like trying to hold me. And basically, because obviously convinced the driver that it's fine to have me in their car.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just don't ever do that. And it was a real, oh my goodness. And, the shame I felt the next day was next level of shame. I just felt horrendous. And I don't know how I managed to give them my address to take me.
It's amazing
home.
Though, isn't it? Like, it is something in you that manages you. Just, I think when you leave as well, when you leave your home, when you're going out, like I'll always sort of check my purse, my keys, and I'll kind of, however drunk I get, I kind of do that throughout the night. Check I've got my purse, my keys, and my phone. Purse, keys, and it's just those three things. I can lose other things, but just those three things get me. I have to be able to get home. And I think there's
this person did deposit me into my. I remember them kind of like helping me down the front steps and then me going in. And then I don't know, I think I was just stood in the hall. I don't know what I was doing in the hall, but I was staring at a wall. Then there was a knock at the door and I had left my phone in the
Uber. In the cab. Oh, had you?
Oh, and they brought it back.
He brought it back, which was really nice of him, because if I was him, I'd have sold it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was kind of the jumping off point to the whole of the segment, really. Because we'd started recording by then, hadn't we? And I think I told you guys the story because it was one of those ones where it took me a full week to just stop feeling shit about myself. Like, you know, you just feel like you're the worst person. Mm. And actually, when I look back, it's like, okay, I fell off my chair and I had to be taken home, and that was kind of it, really.
And also, it's you're not, like you said, you don't do that all the time. And if one of those people at that party had been that person who didn't do it all the time, you wouldn't be thinking, oh, they're terrible. They're a terrible person. But
I'm very judgmental, Sally.
Well, fair enough. But paranoia seeps in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I I hate that. When I lived in Brighton for a bit, I lived with in a house with a French man who used to clip his toenails and leave them on the table.
Ooh,
in
la
the
la.
Living room. Yeah. And I moved in on day one. And then on day two, I knew I didn't want to live there anymore. So I basically it was horrendous. Anyway, went out, just tried to stay out as much as possible. And then on one of these occasions got absolutely shit-faced. That's it, the end. Then went out on another occasion, got absolutely shit-faced, but not as shit-faced as the time before. And this taxi driver, I said, oh, I was trying to direct him to where I lived. And he went, oh, it's all right, I know where you live. And I went, no, you don't. He went, yeah, I do, because we did this last week. And I was like, no, we didn't. And he went, yeah, we did, because I had to help you up the stairs to your flat. I was I vehemently deny the accusation, Mr. Taxi Driver, that he was so he described what I was wearing. He described what we were talking about.
The impression.
I bet this is the worry, isn't it? What did I do?
Who knows?
He took a Polaroid of Lou up in the taxi office. That's how come he knew
who to avoid. My friend was like that. She was a bit of a hindrance, actually. And she was one of the drugs that would, that would end the night, the person that fell over. But bless her. But I remember the taxi driver, I must have put her in a taxi and been with her. The taxi driver said to me, oh, yeah, I know her. I know what, because she had her keys. I mean, this is kind of a sad story, really, but they had those, have colour codes on keys, so you know what opens, and he knew which keys opened which doors for her.
Oh, God.
That's how often he took her home when she was drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite sad,
what
actually.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, really looked out for her and looked after her. Yeah.
Oh, God, this is
I've brought that
really
down,
depressing.
Haven't I? Really no.
Oh, Amanda, tell us, what was your training drink? Everybody else has told us what we learn on.
I think it would have to be cider, which I don't drink anymore, can't drink it. But it was that kind of everybody clubbed together, because it was
big
so cheap,
bottle.
Wasn't it? And massive bottle, and it was
Blackthorn.
Proper down the park.
Yeah,
probably, it's proper down the park kind of drinking. And I had very strict parents, so it was just trying to cover it up. And my parents were always up it doesn't matter what time I got in, and they weren't waiting up for me. They were just night owls. And so it's just when I should be able to kind of creep in and, I always had to kind of put on a front and say, would you like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? Just to try and act normal.
Oh.
But I think it was probably that. And also things like Diamond White. Diamond Blush.
That cider that we had with Simon Munnery, because what was that called? It was kind of like Strongbow, but it was cheaper version, wasn't it? I had to get mine from a garage.
Yeah, I got mine from...
£2 for 3 litres of it.
I can't remember
what it was called now, but it was, it was that sort of thing, wasn't it?
Wasn't
big
it
plastic
Blackthorn or something? Yeah, or something wasn't it?
It didn't feel like this particular cider that we used to get was branded, if you know what I mean. Blackthorn feels like quite a well-known brand. Was this is just kind of bottom shelf. Yeah, well, I mean, there was an offie in the town where I'm from, where the owner was very, very lax about who he served, thank goodness for us. And but I remember going in there once and just trying to use my money wisely. I think I was about 15 and we were going to a party and everybody else was buying beers. And I was like, well, beers don't last very long. And also at that age, I didn't really sort of want a bit, And so I thought, oh, what's this? Martini Rosso. How much is that? £4 for probably about as big as this bottle of vodka, however big this is. I mean, is this 3/4 of a litre or something? I don't know. But, a good size. I didn't know you're supposed to mix it with anything. And I just drank the lot. I just drank all of it from the bottle. And then I was really sick on the very white carpet of the people's bathroom. And it was one of those classics, their parents are away, so they've had a party. And
No.
It was bright. And if I see an advert for that drink, I can still taste it and it makes me feel very queasy. It's one of those ones where I'm just like, I can't even look at that anymore.
I haven't got a drink like that that I can't look at.
You
haven't. Is that worrying?
You drink everything, Sally.
And I've been sick on things. Like, I mean, but I don't have a drink that makes me go, I can't touch that again. I love them all. Yeah. I think I've got a very simple mind.
Why don't you drink a bottle of Martini Rosso tonight, like a bottle of it, unmixed?
and then see how you feel.
And then see how you get on.
It's a very good point, actually. It's a very good, perhaps I just haven't done that.
I used to like Dubonnet and lemonade. Do you remember Dubonnet?
It's quite a, I'm just trying to think.
I'm not sure I've ever had that.
It's a bit like
Martini a beginner's
Rosso.
Drink, isn't it?
Yeah.
The lemonade makes it sweet. So, I don't think I'd drink it now, but it is it's quite an 80s drink, isn't it, Dubonnet?
Sounds Christmassy.
Yeah. What was her name? Mrs. Bishop from Coronation Street used to have
Emily
Bishop would have a sherry or a Dubonnet and lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much a drink for a lady. Yeah. I think we used to have some in the drinks cabinet when I was growing up. Dubonnet.
Mm. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And you went, did you go to uni, Amanda? Of course you did. You went to...
I did, yes. I did go to uni.
What did you get shit-faced on at uni?
Ooh.
Lou's fiddling with her chin for hairs at the moment, I can see. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I think it was mainly wine, actually. And this is really bad, but I missed my first day from my second year because I was really hungover.
That's not bad. You were excited to see everyone.
Yeah, from really cheap, nasty white wine.
Like Blossom Hill or even cheaper.
I think it was even cheaper than that. And I think I used to drink quite a lot of beer, but I think it was mainly just very cheap, nasty white wine.
Nice. Yeah. Look at me. Nice. That's what you want when you're a student, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you for drunk stories, but we've sort of heard them all, haven't we? But
We haven't heard them all, Sally. We haven't even scraped the surface of her. Look at her, little demure Amanda Redmond.
Popping a vodka into a coffee, Redmond.
Yeah, of course. Notice that her podcast that she does mostly involves booze.
Yeah.
So, you know, she'll have had a few cheeky
Christmas parties as well with all the podcast people.
I just feel like I'm an enabler more than anything because obviously I produce this amazing show, Drunk Women Solving Crime, and also just other shows I do. I'm like, why don't you have a drink while you're doing it? Go on, have a little drink.
Amanda actually owns a string of rehab centres. She's trying to get a bit more trade.
I'm looking into the Redmond Centre.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Should we do a little reminisce down memory lane? Should we do the quick fire round on Amanda?
I think we should ask, we should have like, what's our favourite episode?
Okay.
Maybe of this year.
I don't know what mine is. I've loved them all.
You know what? To date, I think mine is still the Christopher Biggins.
I was about to say Biggins was so much fun, wasn't it? Also, we were in big time lockdown.
Yeah.
It was a treat, you know.
And it was Christopher Biggins. Yeah. Which is like, not that I'm not like super impressed by everybody and Carol Decker. And Chesney, but well, all of them. But Christopher Biggins, you know, when you just think,
it's such a good egg.
Legend. Yeah, legend.
He really is. You know, the fact that he does stuff. I mean, because I've been lucky enough to book him on a few things. And do you remember when? Because I had his number from something. So I text him because I said to you two, I was like, it could be a possibility because I've got his contact. And you got so excited. And I sent him the text, but he didn't reply for about two or three weeks. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And then I got that reply saying, yes, this sounds great. When? I mean, his stories were just out of this world, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, can I tell you another story that I had him on as a guest on something else.
Yeah.
This was just on stage. He met Bea Arthur when he was in LA.
Right.
Of course he did, because as we know, he knows everybody.
Yeah.
And he's on this night out with Bea Arthur, and they were in a cab going from place to place. And he said, so what was it like being on the Golden Girls or something like that? And Bea Arthur said, Betty White's a cunt. I think it was just her comedic answer that she would just say. He's just got the best anecdotes, hasn't he?
Hasn't he?
Drinking with Joan Collins. And
he remembers them all as well, doesn't he? All these stories. Because I think, there was something that happened with somebody and I can't really remember where. And he's just, they're clear as mud with him, given that he does enjoy a drink as well.
They're not clear as mud with him. They're clear as day with him.
Clear as day.
Yeah.
Isn't clear as mud a saying?
Clear as mud means that you wouldn't remember it.
Oh, that's me. That's me. Clear as mud.
That's me. Then I'm clear as mud.
That's me.
See, I didn't even remember the right expression. That is.
Amanda, what was your favourite episode, do you think?
Oh, it's difficult because from this year, though, let's think about this year. I really enjoyed Milo McCabe. Mm-hmm. With his lads, holidays gone wrong in Spain.
Yeah.
Benidorm, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes. And Chesney, obviously, I think we fell in love a little bit, didn't we? I think we all melted, didn't we? Also, Elaine Smith, I really enjoyed as well because of the bizarre dating stories.
They were great.
They were. Some of the dates that she has been on.
What was the thing with the man's fridge?
The satanic thing.
The satanic thing. He had, was it a pig's head?
It was a goat's head, wasn't it?
A goat's head in the fridge.
Incredible.
And she made a joke saying, oh, I'm not a Satanist or something like that. Or are you a Satanist? And he just basically didn't deny it. So she just left.
That's right. Yes. Oh, wow.
And the one with the dead wife. Which is that's not the funny bit, but when they were doing the deed, she noticed the photographs around the room and then she was a dead ringer. Shouldn't have used that expression, but she was like a doppelganger.
Yeah, he was replacing
the dearly departed wife.
Wow.
He was just trying to find the replacement, wasn't he?
What happened with the guy in the restaurant as well? There was another one.
Didn't he come? She leant over and touched his arm and he came. He ejaculated.
We've all been there, haven't we, guys?
What stories? Oh, three fantastic stories in one episode. I mean, all stories.
We need to get her on a live one, don't we? And just get
great
her.
Great idea. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing some live stuff again in 2023, actually. I think it's so much fun when we do it live. And obviously, you guys got nominated, let's not forget, early this year at Leicester Comedy Festival. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
Sally, what was your favourite one?
What, this year? Give me some people. I can't even remember.
Right. I've written them all down because I'm just, while you're thinking, Amanda, I am making a book of Spit or Swallow and the drinks and the guests that we've had. It's gonna be like a ignorant drinker's guide, Amanda. So I'm currently going through all of the episodes right now. Oh, this will be available hopefully for Christmas next year.
It will be.
As a stocking filler.
Lou's doing all the work. The CEO is sitting back and allowing it to happen.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of the most recent ones. God, it's a nightmare, isn't it? We've got 91 episodes. So, and that's a lot of booze. Remember that we've had with fabulous people.
I know which episode I loved, but I think I loved it more. It was a story that the guest told us off air, which I wished we'd been able to, which was Alex Lowe.
Oh,
yeah, remember. I just remembered that. He told us great stories on air and he just remembered one off air, didn't he? And he told us
And Lou and I made a couple of confessions in that after chat as well. that made us all just sound like the classiest people.
Perhaps we should get Alex to do, well, we get ask him to do a live show.
I don't think he's going to tell that story.
No, he's not, is he? But Alex Lowe's stories on the podcast were fantastic as well, weren't they? It wasn't like they he did really anything were. But
yeah.
Just, I mean, I've just looked at the of all the people, and yeah, it's really hard to choose because everyone brings such different stories, and you think, well, how many drunk stories are there? As in, surely they're just mainly drink and fall over, and actually they're not. Everybody's got a new story that's totally different.
Like Lindsay Santoro when she was on her honeymoon, and her tooth was coming out.
She was brilliant.
Yeah,
but we've had a lot of people as well who obviously don't drink anymore.
Well, and Julian Dean was a great one, wasn't it?
Who went to prison, and you know, because of, you know, being caught drink driving, and obviously he was very repentant over that, and it made him knock the booze on the head.
He doesn't drink at all now. Not at all.
But when he said that he went to prison, and he just, and his cellmate said, "Will you just stop doing that?" And he said, "What is it? What is it I'm doing?" He went, "You just keep on going, oh dear.
He didn't realise it was just a tick. He was obviously just his subconscious is going, "What the fuck have you done?" And that's why every
Oh dear.
Yeah.
But I quite like the live one with Matt Richardson, because then he took us out for real life drinks after the recording.
That was messy. That was messy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't drink elderflower because he was drinking, got you guys to drink twinkles.
Yeah.
And then we all had twinkles afterwards.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my God. And an elderflower cordial might have been like a hangover cure.
Mm.
I mean, I can drink it again now, but it took me a while to be able to drink.
Yeah.
An elderflower beverage again.
Did we meet Superwoman that night? Was it Superwoman?
Catwoman.
Yeah, we met
everyone
Catwoman.
Fancied her. Everybody. All the girls and boys
fancied her.
And she was quite sort of like, she's quite happy to tell us she was Catwoman. Wasn't she as well?
I would, though.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah.
I would. Yeah.
Short hair. She had short hair.
Striking.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Beautiful, like cheekbones and flawless skin. Yeah, you could see.
Dressed amazing.
Everything. Fantastic body. You think, fuck off now.
Yeah.
And she was really nice as well. And it was really annoying.
I wanted to pretend that I was her mother and just go around saying, "Well, this is Catwoman, but I'm pussy galore." But when you look at it and you go, "Well, clearly, Louise, the two of you, you've got a face like a punctured balloon. And woman is really... Amanda, I can't get over it. I'm going to send you the photo that I'm talking
about." And you all really like the photos, Amanda. They're really nice. Lou looks fantastic in them. She looks absolutely gorgeous. So
honestly,
beautiful white hair, this black dress, fantastic boots. She looks brilliant.
Amazing chins. And a face like a punctured balloon.
There are some terrible photos, but there always are.
Amanda, I'm going to send it you now.
Look, you know.
Right. Okay. Now, let me just say.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That is not a good photo.
No, it's not.
It's just not,
it's not a
reflection
of
you. And also, Sally, your eyes are closed on it as well.
Please look at the second one.
Oh God,
it's a red.
It's a bad point that you were captured, and that is not descriptive of how you look in day to day life. And you don't need to buy fucking slimming socks.
I do. Have you seen The White Lotus, Amanda? Because
I have seen The White Lotus.
Yeah, you know who I look like, don't you? Oh, for fucking Jennifer
Coolidge.
Yes.
But only in that photo, because you've got your eyes closed and you're doing that thing with your mouth.
But that wasn't a deliberate thing. My face looks like a huge bum hole.
It does look awful, right? But it's just a bad photo.
It's just a bad picture. It's not... That's not how you walk around looking, Lou. I don't know what the photographer was thinking actually sending that, if I'm honest.
He just sent all of them.
I hate it when they do that.
He couldn't be bothered, I guess.
It's just like, just sift out the ones that we're definitely not going to use.
I'm glad he sent it, though.
It looks like you're mid-sneeze, actually.
next time I'm going out in public and I want to laugh, I'm going to hold a fan up in front of my face. Maybe that's why the Victorian women had fans, just to disguise their punctured faces.
Sally's terrible first show, but it's so funny. Oh God, it makes me laugh. Shall I do the quick fire round?
Yes, do it.
Hang on, okay.
When you're doing this, I'm answering.
Oh, are you? Oh, great.
Sat there, yeah.
White or red wine?
Red.
Lager or Guinness?
Lager.
Prosecco or Carver?
Carver.
Whiskey or brandy?
Oh, I mean, neither but brandy.
Cosmopolitan or Long Island iced tea?
Don't like either, but probably a Cosmopolitan.
Tequila or Sambuca?
Oh, God, literally hate both, but I've drank a Sambuca without spitting it out, so probably that.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Tea or coffee?
Probably coffee.
Screw cap or cork?
Screw cap.
Draft beer or bottle beer?
Draft.
Gin or vodka?
Gin.
Crisps or nuts?
Crisps.
London or Warminster?
Oh, London.
Podcasts or radio?
Podcasts.
Producing or drinking?
Not mutually exclusive. Producing, sure. Why not? Yep.
Drunk or sober?
Sober with no regrets.
Drunk women or spit or swallow?
No, I knew you were going to do this. Drunk women swallowing crime. Yes, please.
Okay.
Great one. Pub or out?
Pub.
Lou or Sally?
Whoever I've had to not edit something libelous you've both done it. So
oh God, whoever, that's exciting.
Whoever I haven't had to message going, can you stop talking about that now, please? Okay. Can you move along from that now, please? but good answer. Obviously both of you, because I fucking love doing this show and I love working with you both. I just wish we could do it in person a bit more. In person more in 2023, please, because it's a dream.
Yeah. We're going to do a double, well, hopefully do kind of like a double header, if you like, with another, potentially with another podcast, which would be really fun, wouldn't it? Because we can bring all the listeners from
and
both.
And all of the booze. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda, I have a question for you, which has been omitted from this current season, but I am going to ask you, Amanda.
Oh, no. I know what she's going to ask.
Yes, I am. Right. Whose spittoon would you drink, Amanda?
She loves it. She's going to get it in.
I absolutely hated this question so much.
I know.
Whose spittoon would I drink? Right. I mean, the very thought just...
Your life depends on it, Amanda.
My life depends. I have to drink this spittoon. Mm. Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Spit spot.
Yeah.
Because that's what she'd say when she was
spitting and spotting.
Yeah. I look like I've got a floating head. Sorry.
You look like a Cluedo character.
Sorry. That really came out.
Didn't she?
I've got my hands around my neck and my top. Man's hysterical.
I love drinking.
Should we wrap up now with a spit or swallow question? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, actually, Lou, you kind of improvised with an old fashioned, didn't you? Is yours a spit or a swallow?
Have
you
finished it? All gone. It's all gone.
It's a swallow. Yeah. It's a swallow. That's from a swallow. Lou.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
I tried Amanda's coffee, oat milk and vodka, and I'll say that's a swallow. My tequila, good, lime and soda is also a swallow. Is that a swallow?
So before we go, can I ask you two what your favourite drink that you've been introduced to by guests this year? Because your drinks cabinet is just full of kind of weird and wonderful stuff right now, isn't it?
I did like the old fashioned, which Lou tried to do today. I did read that. I'd never had one of those before. And there was another one. Oh.
There was a whiskey sour that, because I'm not normally a whiskey drinker,
that
but
one
the
as
whiskey
well.
Sour and the old fashioned, I really liked.
Yeah. I was surprised by those as well, because I thought, oh, I won't like that. But really,
do you normally not like whiskey? Because I'm not a whiskey fan.
I didn't think I did.
No, but this Stuart Lee introduced us to this one. It was a Highland Park 12. And that, I have to say, it's really nice.
Mm. I wouldn't, and maybe, it's not my go-to drink for sure, but yeah.
No, but that surprising. I mean, it's probably sacrilege to make an old-fashioned out of it, but...
Well, I don't know. I think that's quite a high-end old-fashioned. And that episode, you were all so mellow.
Yeah.
You know, you were all like, hey.
A bit high, weren't we? Ooh. I've just remembered another drink I liked, which was when we did the live... No, did we do it? We did one with Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan, didn't we?
Yes.
And Jenny brought that rum.
Monkey rum or whatever it was.
Yeah, and that was delicious. I'd never had that before. And now I'm a bit of a rum drinker. At the end of a night, if I want to have another drink and I don't feel like any more wine, I'm a bit done on the booze, but I want to stay out, I'll probably have a rum now with ice.
No mixer, no Coke.
I like it on its own. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, interesting.
Sip it now, yeah. Oh, someone's changed, yeah.
Because you know, I always get my drinks wrong.
Uh-huh.
The one I bought with Johnny Camden.
Oh yeah, the wrong one.
But absolutely, what an error! Oh my god, it was beautiful.
Was it?
And ooh. I have to say, because normally I just glug it down. I savoured it, and I made that last 2 days.
Well, you made a bottle of wine last 2 days.
Yeah, because it was so nice that I was like, oh, I know, Amanda, and that's not like me at all. It was Mark West was the brand, and it was a Pinot Noir from California.
Lovely. Like a Pinot Noir.
And it was delicious. It's an orange label. Absolutely delicious. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Amanda.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for having me.
Have a lovely Christmas, Amanda, and whatever you're doing, we'll see you next year, won't we?
Yes. Merry Christmas to both of you. Both of you, actually, Lou. I'm saying Merry Christmas to you, even though you didn't to me.
No, because I'm seeing you tomorrow.
Yes,
and actually,
that's a good point.
I've got a hip flask, which I'm going to take into the panto. So Godspeed. Well, by hip flask, I mean, it's a plastic water bottle. But
very quickly before we go, a few years ago, went with my friend to a carol concert, but it was in my hometown, but in this church, which is very evangelical, and I'd forgotten that. And then the choir were about to start, and I had a load of Prosecco in a water bottle.
Oh, my God!
And I went to open it, and it made the... Luckily, it didn't explode everywhere, but it made the loudest fizz. Psh! When it did open, the whole choir just turned and looked at me. And then me and my friend, because also we'd arrived quite late, and the only place to sit was at the front.
Oh,
I was like, we just need to endure it. It's only an hour. But then it was clear that it was going on for a lot longer. So,
oh, no.
Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, Amanda, you're a heathen.
You're a hero. You're a hero.
Oh, sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah.
They're two of the same things. Well, have a lovely Christmas, to enjoy the panto tomorrow.
We will, and thank you for this year, Amanda.
And just put Prosecco in your water bottle.
Gin or vodka, and we'll buy mixers there.
Mm-hmm. Jingle all the way.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!